And once again, we find ourselves in Cocktail Corner. Proudly brought to you by Mount Gay.
Living the fizz.
Hey, welcome to the BFM studio, Sam.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Brand manager for Mount Gay, obviously Hancock's employee. And no stranger to BFM.
No, not a stranger to BFM. Spent a little bit of time back here in my youth.
Nice.
Well, I still think I
love this when people come back up here and it's like reuniting, an old flame.
It's so nostalgic. Yeah.
Kiss him.
So, how are you? We had this little chat off here, but how long have you been at Hancock's?
Well, I've been at Hancock's specifically for about 18 months now, but before that, kind of been around the booze game for quite some time.
I was going to say, what's it called? The liquor game?
Or yeah.
What do you call it? What's the industry called?
Oh, it's a hard game.
Yeah.
The percent game.
It really, you know, it really strengthens the liver sometimes, let's just say that.
You've got to live near your work, eh? That's the thing.
Occupational hazard, you know?
Yeah.
Now, what brands are you looking after at Hancock's?
So I look after actually a lot of overseas brands, of course. My main focus at the moment is actually Japanese products. Hancock's doing quite some cool things with Japanese products, but of course Mount Gay, you know, huge brand worldwide, one of the signature rum brands around the world.
Is it the oldest rum?
Fight to the death, maybe, John.
Well, it's about 300 years old.
It's, yeah, in 1703, I believe, it was established. Barbados.
That's old as... It's pretty old.
You know, in the scheme of New Zealand, anyway, it has got
a little
bit of
age
to it, let's just say that.
Just have a little sniff there.
Get right in, John.
What kind of notes are you picking up on that?
Caramel.
You're pre-programmed.
Like burnt sugars.
No, bring a new one to the table. What's tree bark?
Some burnt tobacco.
Gold. You can smell gold.
Smell of rain in the morning.
Well, put it down, mate. All right.
I'm going to use all of those tasting notes going forward. That was fantastic. Thank you.
It's great. Oh, you've also got some of those delicious, what are those, sparkling situations?
So today we've got the Mount Gay 1703 Black Barrel. It's been aged for a little bit longer in some old rum barrels. So you've got a little bit more dark kind of style rum coming through. And today we've got the East Imperial Ginger Beer.
Nice.
It's a real spicy number.
It's quite clear. Clearer than what I thought, but I guess I buy Bundaberg all the time and I don't really see the colour.
Oh, we've got to convert you from that.
It's crazy.
It's aged in bourbon casks. What does that do to it?
So with bourbon, and if you ever make bourbon, you can only really use bourbon cask once.
If you insist, John.
All the whiskey, well, your Tennessee whiskey, your bourbon's actually aged in the bourbon cask once.
I'm getting vanillas.
And that's straight coming from the bourbon cask.
Sweet.
Every time you see a bourbon cask and you smell vanilla, that's all those flavours coming through.
Right, nice.
Well, let's make you guys up a wee cocktail.
Yeah, throw it down. I like the glasses you've got. Lovely crystal glasses.
Oh, you know, you've got to come prepared, you know. It's all about the presentation at the end of the day. The flavours were an element, but also the presentation is key as well.
The eyes.
This is
So a few different thoughts crossed the mind today. We were going to go with an old-fashioned daiquiri, but, you know, with looking at the cost of limes in the supermarket, about $40 a kilo at the
moment.
How
much are they?
About 40 bucks a kilo.
Fucking hell.
I know.
Limes made of petrol?
I know. I think you've got to be on a six-figure salary to afford even two at the moment.
That's ripping, eh? Has anyone got any lime trees out there? Or maybe we should start like a lime tree watch Facebook page where we go and nick limes off other people's trees.
Honestly, I've just started growing one on my deck because it's just worth
it. It's in saffron territory.
I have had a lime tree at my house, which I planted 5 years ago, and it is just sprouting limes for the first time ever.
How much are avocados at the moment while we're doing this? Let's do it.
Two for $2.
Capsicums are really expensive also, all the time.
Yes.
Anyway, yes, look, true. Let's not get down on things. what did this mean? Yeah, I see you've got a lemon. Good old mate, lemonade. If life doesn't give you limes, have a fucking lemonade. That's it.
When the world doesn't give you limes, just get a lemon. So I've gone for something a little bit more accessible today. You know, everyone's quite familiar now with the Dark and Stormy.
Okay.
It's a very approachable drink. It's very, you know, fashionable drink at the moment. A lot of the kids are drinking them, and that's why we're just going to do it a little bit of a spin on it.
Nice.
And something you can make at home. So, for those of you, of course, who can't see what's in front of me, I've got two quite short tumblers in front of me filled with ice.
They're kind of grandma's style cigarette tray engraved.
A little bit vintage, some might say.
Yeah, it's mint. And you're just cutting that lime in half. Also, if God gives you lemons, maybe just paint them the colour of a lime and sell them and double your money, kind of thing. Make a killing. That could happen.
Okay,
as well.
So this is a twist on a Dark and Stormy. Did it have an official name?
Well,
Like I think you can call it the Dark and Stormy, to
okay.
be honest.
Well, maybe you wanted to soup it up a little bit. Put it to
the
a song.
Darker and Stormy.
Stop okay. leading the witness, John.
Just, darker geez. And Stormy.
Maybe you want to call it John something if you want.
John,
nothing. Let's just call
Beer.
It the Dark and Samuel. There you go. That's got a good spin to it.
Nice.
So it's a built drink. It's in a, I guess, is that a tumbler?
Yes, that is a tumbler.
Okay.
Can always steal one out of Grandma's liquor cabinet.
Okay.
Boy.
And what I'm doing now is I've got about 40 mils of rum.
It's
and that's the Mount Gay Double Barrel Black Rum.
You don't want to be making these types of drinks with an aggressive rum.
No.
Fair to say.
Double barrel.
A very golden. It's golden, this Mount Gay.
It's got to have an amber tinge, you know?
It looks like Bounty. That's what I like about it. It's pirate styles.
And with that, we're just going to top it up with some East Imperial ginger beer. Now, the cool thing about East Imperial ginger beer is it's like super, super gingery, so...
You don't need to slice ginger in it, kind
of. You don't need to slice ginger into it. And the cool thing about a Dark and Stormy is basically it kind of started back in the days when, you know, pirates were a thing and everyone was out in the water.
They're
and,
still around, but pirates aren't that cool
around.
Anymore.
Yeah, yeah pirates used to be quite cool, but
pirates
now
are a lot more aggressive now, I think.
They made a movie about them a couple of years ago as well, Tom Hanks. So. But they used to basically, you know, the rum back in the day was tasted pretty shitty, to be honest. And so to jazz things up a bit, why not add some ginger beer, and then, oh, actually, to make it taste a little bit better, you add some bitters.
And there would have been lemons around, but with the scurvy.
How many dashes of bitters?
Oh, this is the cool thing. If you really want to be cool and, you know, mix things up a bit when you're having your dinner party or you're having mates over for drinks and you want to look like a little bit cool, you always just kind of go like this. I'll just top up the second one. Sorry, guys.
It's gonna cruise on through it like some kind of cool thing.
Yeah, if you want to look like a little bit, you know, a little bit of an expert. With a long spoon, you can just use a regular spoon, but long spoons just look so much cooler.
I'm almost 100% sure there's a name for that spoon, and we're not using it.
We totally are.
I think it's called a stirring spoon.
Okay, John.
Oh, nice. Nice presentation.
Oh, yeah. It's like a little bit of blood.
So you just got that bitters kind of drooling down right into the middle of the drink. Like an iodine-y kind of drip.
Totally. Okay.
And there we are, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you very much.
The Dark and Samuel.
Nice. Sorry, what sort of bitters was that?
And this is the Fee Brothers Old Fashioned Bitters.
Fee Brothers.
Bitters is an awesome chill to just have at home. It lasts forever. And you'd be amazed how many drinks, alcoholic and non-alcoholic, that actually adds to just give it a little bit more zing.
Maybe a little bitters on your ice cream. That'd be weird, eh?
Oh, to be honest, soda water, cool. Lemonade if you're hung.
Yeah, that's good.
Enjoy.
This is good. It's good on my brain, this drink.
So what kind of notes have we got coming through, guys?
Notes of ginger, lemon.
Do you feel like your scurvy is all of a sudden kind of diminishing?
Mine is what like what John's tastes like.
Chuck D here. What else, this is John? A big drink as well. There's a lot of drink in this drink.
I think you've got like...
Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes.
Sometimes you'll get a cocktail up
no,
here. And
no,
it's like,
that was good. That was it. I think you nailed it, mate.
The cocktail's... you know, like gone in one sip.
Quite cocktail-y.
I feel like I could just cruise on this for a long time.
You know, even if you're thirsty, you know, you can have one gulp and be like, all right, I'm
that
refreshed.
That ginger beer is no joke, by the way. It definitely gets the back of the throat.
It's a handsome drink.
You know, you can definitely see, you know, that's getting rid of the common cold.
It's true.
And getting your half cut at the same time.
I do quite, this is nice. I do really like it.
It looks like a sifty L&P as well, so nobody knows.
I think that East Imperial here is kind of putting in quite a bit of legwork to make it top notch.
There's definitely more to life than Bundaberg.
Mm. All right.
Just make a sip sound.
Where the heck can I get myself some Mount Gay rum?
So Mount Gay is basically available at all your major Liquorland Super Liquors and Glengarry stores.
Mm-hmm. It's about, but we're rolling deep, eh? We've got this, like, what is this one? The more flavoured one, right?
And so this
the black label.
The black barrel is available at all major Glengarry stores and online. Sweet. This would be probably your best bet. But again, most Liquorlands and Super Liquors as well. Same with the bitters, and East Imperial is popping up more and more around all booze stores and as well.
Yeah, it's almost like... quite spicy, the ginger beer. Mm. It's like not mucking around.
It's a total different dimension, I find.
Yeah,
as well.
It's powerful. It's powerful.
I don't know if it's got, I wouldn't say heat. I think you're right. It's spiced.
Mm.
Really spiced.
I do think there's a slight little bit of heat to it.
I agree.
I do agree. There's a lot of spice going on as well.
I feel stupid saying
Nando's this afternoon
hot.
As well.
How's that going with the Nando's?
This would be great with some Nando's, gotta say.
Okay. Yes. Nice at the barbecue.
Maybe give it one night and then have dinner like that. Don't want to do it two nights in a row.
Hey, thank you very much. Sam.
Big thanks for having us, guys.
Easy.
So we will hopefully expect to see you sort of on some sort of rotation up here for Cocktail Corner every once in a while.
Indeed, you'll be seeing me in about 3 weeks' time. So
okay,
look forward to seeing you guys.
All right, cheers, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Mount Gay.